We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. We are broadcasting live. We are today here at Road America. Road America's not done yet, baby. Nah. It is beautiful today. Beautiful. Picture blue skies, a few puffy white clouds, and 72 degrees, a little bit of a breeze in the infield. Oh, my goodness, it is nice up here today. There's plenty of people camping. I was out driving around a little bit earlier today. I got here a little bit later, but drove in the back way and came in through the campground area, and people camping, and people are here already. This is kind of the last gap. A lot of people are already back at school, and I know high school football starts, this week. It started last night, and then you've got high school football games being played already, and tonight's a big high school football night. But in the grand scheme, this might be the last hurrah for a lot of families. So they're out here camping already, and this is just perfect. I love this. I just do. I love this. Here at Road America, so if you're going to do something this weekend, you're looking for something to do, come on out. Come on out and enjoy the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. The WeatherTech race out here, so come on by and say hi. In the meantime, the Green Bay Packers, they ended up playing in a situation. It wasn't ideal, I understand that. It wasn't horrible. Okay, we're making it out, I think, maybe in the media or overblowing it, and I maybe can throw myself into the mix, but it wasn't terrible. But it wasn't ideal, and because the field became the story and the starters didn't play out of caution, that became the biggest issue last night regarding the game in Winnipeg, Canada. So last night, nobody's really going to go against the NFL, okay? Nobody's going to say, well, the NFL did put us here and it just sucks, as John Gruden. John Gruden said, hey, Phil, no big deal. Take a listen.
I'm not going to make a big deal about the field. We like the field. We thought the field was perfectly ready to roll. You'll have to ask Green Bay about that. But didn't impact our play calling or our evaluations. We just adapted, as they did, to the new dimensions of the field.
So we adapted. You're going to have to ask Green Bay. Green Bay is a football team because they play football. And we went on with our evaluation. The funny thing is that he never mentioned is, oh, by the way, John, you didn't play your starters. Why? You know? So the field didn't affect us at all because we're a football team. But, oh, by the way, we're not playing anybody on this field. Just an FYI. The third preseason game, that's when all the starters play, at least a couple of quarters, and they get their work in. But here in Winnipeg, Canada, with holes in the end zone and cones up and – you know, caution tape around things, we're not playing in this. So, meanwhile, Matt LaFleur, he discusses his plan with the starters. Here's what he had to say.
Well, we were going to have all our starters play, and just it was just one of those deals. I didn't think it was. We certainly have all played on much worse surfaces in our life, but it was just one of those deals where they weren't playing their starters, and so we just decided to sit them.
So, well, you asked Green Bay, and so Green Bay says that we weren't going to play our starters, but you didn't play your starters. We're not playing our starters because it's not the field, but you're not playing your starters, so we're not going to play our starters. But it's not the field. Don't worry about it. We've all played on worse fields, cause, but you're not playing your starters. Okay. So then Matt LaFleur was asked, okay, Matt, but did you plan to play? Listen to what he has to say, because he goes back and forth with the reporters. Did you plan to play your starters?
What did you think of the 80-yard field and how quirky or interesting was that?
It was definitely different. It was definitely different, but, hey, it was the same conditions for both sides, and you just deal with it.
So how did that affect your roster decisions, then?
The 80-yard field did not. did not impact it at all.
Problems in the end zone? Did that affect your rushing?
No, because we didn't play in the end zone. So
why didn't you play your starters?
Because we didn't feel like that was something I wanted to do.
Because
I didn't want to do it.
No reason.
No reason. Other than that, I didn't want to do it.
How was the atmosphere in the facility otherwise?
I thought the atmosphere was great. I thought the fans were great, and it was a good football game.
I know so the end
it wasn't the field that led you to hold the starters.
Well, it was a combination of a lot of things that I really don't want to get into right now, and so it is what it is. They weren't playing their guys, and I just didn't want to put our guys at risk.
So. I feel bad for coaches when they just want to say what they want to say and they can't. You know, they didn't play their guys. We're not playing our guys. No, it's good. I didn't have a problem with it. We don't play any end zones. You'd like to if your offense was out on the field with the new schematics and the new ability to score, right? You'd like to play in the end zones a little bit. I think you played there just in time. That's the goal anyway, isn't it? Correct? So, no, it didn't affect us at all. But there's no way in hell my starters are playing. Nah. Did the field affect it at all? Was it your decision? No. How do you evaluate? I don't want to talk about it. I'm not comfortable. I'm not going to tell you. Nah. You just want both coaches to go, okay. They look, like I've said before, it's kind of like you're going to rob a bank. You're looking around and make sure nobody's, looking over your shoulder. And they say, Matt, how was the field? Are you kidding me? This sucks. You know, you just want the honesty. You want Gruden to be honest, So, I couldn't put Antonio Brown out there with those big bowled up feet. Just come on. So the field wasn't terrible, but if I could use the giant poop emoji right now, I would, because there's a lot of that being spewed here, right? So anyway, the field last night was the topic of conversation, and they couldn't fill the holes and they couldn't fill the seams. And so that's the way they had to play it. But Bill, it is what it is.
Bill, don't you think, though, it's funny that you have Gruden and LaFleur that don't want to expose their starters, so they don't want to put them out there because there's a risk. But then why would you want to risk your second and third team players? Couldn't they just come to a consensus last night and say, you know what, I don't want to risk our entire team to go out on this particular field, so let's just cancel the darn game and move on.
Yeah. Yep. No,
just do that?
Krista, who must live in Canada, says, hot wine-induced take. We don't need you coming to Canada to grow your brand and to try to take our hard-earned money only to embarrass our stadiums and fields on national stages. Don't like it. Stay in America with your flawless turf. Sorry, not sorry. That's from Twitter. There you go. Now you've pissed off Canada. Canada's mad at us because basically we brought the circus to town, and you didn't even get to see the bearded fat lady or just the head or the world's tallest man. You got to see the angriest monkey in the world, which is really just a dude in a monkey suit sitting there smoking a cigarette, scratching himself. That just yells, leave me alone.
But hey, the
That's
NFL
what you saw last night.
Hey, the NFL took their money though. Tickets were going
they
for
took their money.
Tickets were going for $80 to $125 a head last night for that game.
Well, they jacked the prices up. I saw on some of the markets it was $100 to $400 a ticket. Now, in comparison, they're less at Lambeau for a preseason game, and they did start out less, but they were charging higher prices. And in the game, they only sold 29,000 tickets. Or they had 29,000 in attendance, I should say. That may be paid attendance. Who knows? But there was a ton of empty seats. I mean, that's just the whole look last night was bad for the NFL. Not for those two franchises. They did what they could. But for the NFL, the whole look was bad. And I'll tell you what this is. This now, come Tuesday night, is must-see TV for Hard Knocks. You know what I mean? Because this is all going to be on it. So I wonder how Hard Knocks in the NFL is going to try, if at all, to manipulate the opinion of this field. And yeah, I'm mad if I'm Canada. You came up here. We were gracious enough to open our stadium up to you and accept it a little bit. Not only did you charge us a premium for it, but then you made fun of us. Again, this is like Chicago people coming to Miller Park. You know, they love the park. Okay, but the town, you're nothing more than a bastard stepchild to us. And I've always said it's like your fat Uncle Charlie coming to town. You know, it's the guy that's got the money. He makes fun of the size of your house, how small it is. You may live in a 3,500-square-foot home, and it's not big enough. How do you move around in here? And then he goes and sits in your favorite recliner, watches TV the way he wants to watch it, farts in your chair, stinks up your room, puts your cigarettes and cigars out over there in the ashtray and spills ashes. He plugs up your toilet and leaves the house. That's what the NFL did. And then, oh, by the way, maybe he'll throw you $50 as he walks out the door. Go fix your plumbing. And then he leaves. And that's what the NFL did last night. They came in and plugged up your toilet, made fun of your house, and then walked away. And you're left standing there going, what did we just pay for? That's it? 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders as well. You can check them out simply by calling them 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. They have low T treatments as well. If you're looking for more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, they can help you out there. But you can't do anything if you don't call. And the all-in-one weight loss program, I've been saying this for a while. If you spent too much time at the festivals and eating things on a stick and you put on a few pounds and you want to jumpstart the new you before you get into the holiday season, you better do that right now. Call them, 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. So we'll talk more about this when we come back, because I think last night, now we have to focus on the Packers. We have to focus on the roster. And we're going to talk a little bit about this when it comes to what this roster may look like. What are the position battles that you're really paying attention to now? And I think that's something we really do need to take a serious look at. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We're broadcasting live here at Road America. By the way, ESPN is here, and the race that is currently taking place. You've got the F3 series going on right now, and they just got underway here a little while ago, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that that race is over on ESPN, because every time they pass the start-finish line, which is where we're broadcasting from, the media center right here, it's right in front of us. They're holding up an ESPN Sports Center sign. So I don't know if that means wave to the camera, take your hands off the wheel, or what, but they flash it every time the cars go by. So there's the F3 series racing right now here at Road America, and you've got the Xfinity series taking place this weekend, the NASCAR Xfinity series. So it should be a tremendous day. By the way, you have the driver introductions tomorrow that begins at 7:45. Then you got the Trans Am race, the F3 race tomorrow. You've got qualifying. Then the driver introductions for the NASCAR race. And then you've got the Trans Am and the SGTs and the GTs and such get underway at 11:40-something tomorrow morning. You got a lot of racing information going on over the weekend. For all the information, for everybody coming out here, you can go to roadamerica.com. That's roadamerica.com. As the next NASCAR Xfinity, the stadium trucks, the stadium super trucks, I should say, which are fantastic. There's so much fun to watch because they put those jumps out in the middle of the racetrack. But you can check out the website again. Go to roadamerica.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Milwaukee Rally. For all the information, all the sites, all the bands, all the information regarding the rally, go to simply MilwaukeeRally.com. That's MilwaukeeRally.com. And including, by the way, all the information coming up on our motorcycle ride, which is Sunday, September 1st, benefiting Fisher House, Wisconsin. We can't do it without you. So if you know some people with some bikes, bring friends. And if you don't ride, okay, but you can still bring friends or tell people who do ride about us, and we would certainly appreciate it. So the NFL goes into, and I just tweeted this out. I said, look, Canada accepts the NFL. The NFL sells tickets at a premium. They makes fun of their field, won't play their stars. And I said, short of plugging up their toilets as we left and throwing $50 at them, the whole experience, shall we say, was craptastic. And that has become the cry in this game. And I think we now need to start taking a serious look at the way this you know, some of these position battles are going to shape up. As we talked last night, defensively speaking, now Kevin King, apparently his injury is healing. He's back to doing workout stuff, and they're just taking it very precautionary with him because they don't want to injure him, obviously, in the preseason and have him miss a significant amount of time to start the year, so they want him to be ready for game one. But the middle linebacking core, you've got Oren Burks, who is out with the injury, Blake Martinez, Ty Summers. And after that, you start to say, okay, what is the depth there? Now, there's a couple of ways to go here, and we talked about this last night. Because you got Josh Jackson, Josh Jones, guys that you can bring down into the box. That you know, Raven Green, you know, you can bring him down into the box, things like that. So, because this defense doesn't require that roamer consistently, but if you're going to talk about a middle linebacker, you could look at, say, somebody from another team that gets cut, say a veteran gets cut, they make a money move or something to that extent. Somebody gets cut like that, then you could possibly look at this and say you could pick up somebody else from another team and bring them in for some depth at the middle linebacking position, specifically if Oren Burks is going to be down for an extended period of time, which it appears he will be. As whether or not his season's gone, we'll have to wait and see. But that's an area, look, if you're looking at an area of depth and concern, that would be the area of depth and concern. Now it's going to come down to, as far as the roster moves go, how many running backs are you keeping? Probably four. Aaron Jones, Damal Williams, Dexter Williams, and Danny Vitale. But how many tight ends are you going to keep? Jimmy Graham, Jay Sternberger, Robert Tonyan, and Mercedes Lewis? Could you keep all four of those, or do you make a move and say, we're not going to keep four because of Equanimeous St. Brown and the injury, so maybe if we're going to keep six or seven wide receivers, you got a guy that's going to start on the list, on the injured list. Okay, well, you know it's Davante Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Jay Kumerow, and Geronimo Allison. Alan Lazard, I think, has played himself onto the roster, and before he got hurt, Equanimeous St. Brown was going to be there. So what do? Do you keep seven and keep Trevor Davis? Well, now, with the injury to St. Brown, it maybe comes down to Darius Shepherd or Jamal Moore, one of those two guys, making that extra spot. If indeed Lazard is already there, that's six. If Brown goes on the injured list, so then do you have to keep, you know, are you going to keep seven? So that's where you start to get into the numbers of the roster as to who you may or may not be able to keep. And I'll tell you another thing to pay attention to. It's been the kicking game. Because neither kicker has done something so spectacular to where, to the positive or negative, that's dictated how this thing is going to come about. So you assume that Mason Crosby is going to be the incumbent because you don't lose that veteran savvy, so to speak, and he's kicked very well this preseason. So if you don't get rid of Mason Crosby, Sam Ficken probably is out of a job, right? I would say wrong. They've got nine kickers right now trying to fill the bill down in Chicago. If I'm Chicago, I'm looking north and saying, look, I've got a whole herd of guys, and unless somebody stands out to me that is just splitting the uprights every damn time from 65-plus, both kickers in Green Bay, neither kicker has missed a kick. You've got guys down there who can't kick it straight consistently. Neither kicker in Green Bay has missed a kick. So if I'm the Bears, I'm looking north. If whoever the Packers cut is probably going to be the next kicker for the Chicago Bears. So that's another thing to pay attention to. Again, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, let's do it. 855-830-8648. What do you think? What do you think? What are you looking for? What is the roster right now, what it looks to you as far as who may or may not be on this roster, where you may be thin, where you have a level of a concern? 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. And I want to hear from you because when it gets down to breaking down this roster, you got one game left before final cut. But when it comes to breaking this roster down, there's some areas right now. Now you have to circle and say, we have to see something here. Something either has to get better or worse, or something's got to determine a roster spot, or who might be on the bubble in your mind. This one's from Jake, who says, Cole Madison, what did you think? I didn't see much out of him last night. No, I think Cole Madison's on this roster. I do. I mean, after taking a year off because of the issues that he had, I really believe that, Cole Madison is going to have every opportunity. Without a doubt. 855-830-8648. I believe Cole Madison's going to make this squad. I don't know how many linemen they're going to keep. That's a great question, though. Because you figure you're you know, obviously you're starting five, Bakhtiari, Lane Taylor, Corey Linsley, Billy Turner, Brian Bulaga, but you do right now between Lane Taylor and Elkin Jenkins, you do have two guys battling for that spot. You've got Justin McCray, Lucas Patrick, obviously Cole Madison. You know, does that leave guys like Gerhard DeBeer, Adam Pankey, you know, Anthony Coyle? Those guys are on the outside looking in. Do they keep the four, you know, the backups? You know, that's the other battles. You got decent depth at the offensive line position. If you had to cut somebody and you wanted to keep the weaponry around Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Graham is a guy that has not shown much, but because they consider him to be a starter, and they do that obviously by not playing him, so you assume that's what they're looking at. So Jimmy Graham has most likely made this team, right? I mean, I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. So then you start to look at the remaining roster, and you say, okay, who's your other tight end, Jay Sternberger, who you just drafted? He's a third-round pick. You're not getting rid of him. Then it comes down to Mercedes Lewis, who was a street free agent in 2018, Robert Tonyan as a street free agent in 2017. But, again, you're not cutting Jimmy Graham. If you cut Jimmy Graham, you'd owe $12.3 million this year, and that ain't happening. That, or actually 12.6, if now I'm thinking about it. And you're not getting rid of him, okay? Jimmy Graham's not gonna cost you that kind of money. Next year, though, I mean, obviously, in going into 2020, his dead cap space is $3.66 million. So you get a little bit of a reprieve if you do cut him, because you're going to gain about $8 million, actually, is what you're going to gain next year if you end up cutting Jimmy Graham. So anyway. Some things to think about. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you. And give us your thoughts on this team and some of the depth that they have. And we'll kind of go from there. You know? Let's do that. We're going to go take a quick break. We're broadcasting live out here at Road America. And the Xfinity Series is going to come roaring through here. You've got some of the F3 cars going through here right now. This portion of the program brought to you by the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. The race cars are not using 100% ethanol. But I could run down there and tell them about it real quick if you want me to. But if you're going to be using it in a vehicle newer than 2001, you can use the unleaded 88 in most vehicles. Go to wibiofuels.org and see for yourself if your car qualifies, but I bet you it does if it's newer than 2001. Wisconsin Biofuels Association, wibiofuels.org. Or if you have a flex fuel vehicle like I have, and I filled up today with the E85, love doing it, supporting those Wisconsin farm growers and the Corn Growers Association, loving that. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is. You do the same. And save a little bit of pain at the pump as well, which is always nice, especially with gas prices finally starting to fall just a little bit. And then you're going to get rid of the reformulated blends, but we're still paying for that, so you might as well go ahead and save yourself some money. Go to wibiofuels.org. That is wibiofuels.org, and get the facts. More of the Bill Michaels Show, broadcasting live out here at Road America. Did last night's game solidify a roster spot for a specific player in your mind? More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Boyle is 3-of-3 on this drive. Third down and three. Boyle. And he's going to the end zone and caught. That's a touchdown flag from Trevor Davis with the grab. My goodness, has he played well tonight.
Yeah, I was really excited for him. It seemed like every time we made a play, he was the guy making the play. So pretty good performance by him. Again, we'll go back and take a look at it. I'm sure there's some stuff he needs to clean up, but all in all, I was happy.
There's a guy that put himself on the team last night and I think made himself the backup quarterback to Aaron Rodgers. Tim Boyle had a hell of an evening last night. And then Matt LaFleur talking about him after the game. Kevin Harlan, the you know Packers television play-by-play voice there that you heard as well, he emphatically put his stamp on Tim Boyle. I think Boyle did a fine enough job that he's going to be there. Trevor Davis had a big night last night. He's on the receiving end of that. Trevor Davis needed to have a big night. Trevor Davis's problem has been the availability factor. It's always nursing that hamstring, and it's been problematic for a guy that, man, can he show speed. That cat has got some serious wheels, but you just got to be available to use the wheels, you know, because your wheels are your life, man. You got to, whatever he's doing, it's as of right now, being on the field is helping him, but he's got to take care of the wheels. But when you talk about people that are solidifying spots in this team, I think Boyle did. I think Trevor Davis did. And now we wait and see, especially with the injury to Equanimeous St. Brown. Hopefully it's not severe. We'll find out later. But nevertheless, this portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Hey, they've been catering for 45 years, in case you didn't know it. You got a big sales event coming up. You got a big gathering. You got a big party, whether it's 10 or 10,000. They can handle it. Just go enjoy yourself. Make a phone call. Get a hold of them online. Go to CousinSubs.com and say, look, I need some help. You know, we'd like to do something that's good. Everybody's going to enjoy with a few options. And Cousin Subs, they have all of that. So check out Cousin Subs. Go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com. And catering, they can take care of you. And just leave the party to them and go enjoy yourself. That's Cousin Subs. They believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We're broadcasting live in case you hear the cars going by out here at Road America. The NASCAR Xfinity Series comes roaring through here this weekend. Right now on the road, you have the F3 Series, which is out there. They've got one lap remaining in one of their mini races today, as they just went flying past a little while ago. So that's happening out here. I love this place. It is a picture-perfect day. A few white puffy clouds, blue skies, a little bit of a breeze, 72 degrees. It doesn't get much better than this, short of me laying across the start-finish line broadcasting the program. But I would become the human speed bump, so I'm not going to do it. There you have it. Let's go to the phone calls. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, please feel free to do so. I want to hear from you. Who solidified themselves last night? What impressed you last night? What disappointed you last night? I want to hear all of it, your pros, your cons, who you think may or may not be on this team, where the needs are. Give us a shout. Let's go to Ryan listening to us in East Troy, Wisconsin. Ryan, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good, Bill. How about you?
I am doing well. It's beautiful. Look, I could be digging ditches for a living. Look what I'm doing, right?
Well, I just stocked a Quick Trip, filled up on E85, and I'm taking the kids to Wisconsin Dells for a week. So
you're just a man. Now, where are you staying in the Dells?
I'll take it.
Where are you staying in the Dells?
I'm staying at the Jellystone, of all places, my friend.
Awesome. You're camping.
We're camping.
There you go. Nice.
We did Yellowstone last year. We're doing Jellystone this year.
There you go. It's not the same, but it is. So take it and enjoy it. There you go. What's up?
Listen, running game. We cannot depend on Aaron Rodgers this entire season. We have got to figure out, and I'm hoping LaFleur does it, because he's had a lot of, you know, he's had some decent backs in his stable over the last few years. I'm hoping that he can actually find a place for Aaron Jones to, you know, be that back, that guy that's coming out of the backfield, that's catching those balls, that's in there on third down, that's in there on short yardage. The other thing I wanted to say, Bill, and I'll let you go, let's just hold on to the kicker to make Chicago mad, right? I mean, anything to drive them nuts, the hell with it. We'll save that roster spot. Bill, you have a good weekend, my friend. Thank you.
All right, enjoy Jellystone. Enjoy the camping. Enjoy the kids and the family trip. And man, that's a great place. I remember when I was a kid, my dad, everywhere there was a Jellystone Park, that's where we went. You know, if there was Jellystone camping anywhere, we would go there. We went to Florida a lot. That was always the big trip. My dad was a truck driver over the road, so my dad didn't have a problem driving 14 hours. Ah, no big deal. I can do it. I can do it without directions. I'll do it with my blindfold on. And it was, you know, you couldn't stop and go to the bathroom. Making good time. Which is really funny because I do that now. I mean, I've got a bladder like a camel anyway. I can hang on for hours and hours and hours. It's no big deal. I've driven, you know, straight from Milwaukee to Cincinnati when I go back to see my kids and my family. And I've driven straight through before. My dad was the same way. We're not stopping for anything, you know. Fire? No big deal. Car's on fire, Dad. No, who cares? Pee it out. You had to pee anyway. Pee it out. So when you say Jellystone, man, I had a lot of memories. Used to go down there and go fishing every now and then, try to walk through the pine needles and all that stuff to get down to the lake, and Dad always tell you there's alligators down there. I don't care. I didn't know what it was. And then I had a pelican one time, took my bluegill, and took my fishing pole with it because I pulled it out of the pond, and the pelican, I was holding it in the air, and a pelican came over and scared me and ate it and took off with my pole, took off with everything. Damn pelican. So... 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Chris listening to us in Green Bay on WNFL. Chris, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Good morning. Just on last night's game, I know it worked a little bit for the last number 52, but what are your thoughts of possibly not waiting for other teams to cut and maybe ask Mr. Gary if he'd be interested in moving inside and experiment with that a little bit? Thanks a lot.
All right, appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. The one thing, now they may ask Rashawn Gary at times to move inside. It's just the way Mike Pettine uses that defense. Right now, what you're seeing, and this is where I'm going to be real interested to see, you know, kind of the genius that is Mike Pettine, because Mike Pettine, I believe, has been very vanilla. It's basically straight up, man on man. We'll do a few things, stunt a few guys, and that's about the extent of it. But it hasn't been blitzes. It hasn't been a lot of, you know, deceiving looks that this defense has brought. They've ran a few things, but it's been, as we like to say in the media, it's been very vanilla. But I would not be surprised at times if you're going to see, you know, a lopsided front where you bring a couple of outside backers to one side and you're going to overload one side and you're going to, you know, and then if you're going to blitz and you're going to see what they're going to run and maybe you back out of it, maybe you execute it, you know, you move guys side to side. And they have done that. You know, you're going to bring a strong safety up into the box to play middle linebacker. You're going to bring a corner into the safety position to cover a slot or a tight end. You know, things like that. He does that. So that would not be out of the realm of possibility for Mike Pettine to, quote, dial something like that up, to be perfectly honest with you. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. A couple people hit me up on Twitter. This one's from Nate. Nate says, do you think Trevor Davis makes this team? What do you think of him as a wide receiver now versus just a returner? Look, if he makes this team, he's your returner. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Trevor Davis is going to be your returner. Now, he had a tremendous game, but, again, a tremendous game does not make your career and or your season. It just gives you an opportunity to make some more plays in the regular season if you make the squad. 5 catches, 78 yards, had a touchdown last night, and you heard the highlight there. Really solid touchdown. Like I said, Shepard, 3 catches, 40 yards last night. The other touchdown came from Jake Kumerow, who makes it into the end zone with that 16-yard touchdown reception. So I think Trevor Davis makes the team. I think Trevor Davis makes the team easily now because of the injury to Equanimeous St. Brown. I think where it starts to look bleak is you take a guy like Jamon Moore, who has not done a whole lot, is not seeing a lot of time, not getting a lot of snaps, and they're not throwing him the football. And he's really statistically not done a whole lot. Last night, 1 catch, 5 yards. So I think he knows he's on the outside looking in. Even with some really solid weeks of practice, I just don't think Jamon Moore is long for this. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe because of the injury to Equanimeous St. Brown, maybe if it's serious and he's going to be out a long term, maybe they hang on to him and then it splits it between Shepard and Lazard. But I don't know. Both of those guys have shined, and both of those guys, as Matt LaFleur likes to say, it doesn't take talent to have effort. And both of those guys have had some really serious effort. So without a lot of thought, I mean, they just go out there and get it done. So I think LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers likes both of those guys. So I think Trevor Davis is here. I think it's going to come down to those two guys and possibly Jamon Moore before it's all said and done. Hey, this portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network and the official beer sponsor of the Milwaukee Rally. Hey, for all your rally information coming up next week as all the motorcycles start to crawl into Wisconsin from all over the world, specifically into the Milwaukee area, go to MilwaukeeRally.com. That's MilwaukeeRally.com, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. From the bands, all the location, where everybody's going to be. And speaking of that, one of the bands, Jackal, is coming to town next Saturday night. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, August 31st. They're going to be at the Budweiser Pavilion out there at Wisconsin State Fair Park. And make sure you get out there and enjoy that. That's going to be a hell of a night. If you're a rocker, if you remember late, mid-90s rock and roll, and oh boy, Jackal was on top of the world. And that's a good metal band that's coming to town. They're going to have them out there at the Budweiser Pavilion. Keep that on your radar as well. It's all brought to you by Bud Light. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Mm-hmm. We are broadcasting live, Road America. Love this place. Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. They have camping. They have a mass amount of parking. They can squeeze probably, God, a half a million fans into this place if you put them in all the nooks and crannies. And the NASCAR Xfinity Series Racing returns to Road America on this historic track this weekend. Come on out and check it out for yourself. Hey, the most recent offer in negotiations, going to the Cowboys news from Ed Werder, says that the Cowboys made an offer to make Ezekiel Elliott the second highest paid running back in the NFL, which would make it more than Le'Veon Bell, but less than Todd Gurley. And that's about right. That's about right. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott accounts for 32% of their offense, of their total offense. So, you know, I can see that kind of a contract. And I'm sure it's front-loaded. Get his money. Get it now. Because we all know running backs aren't long for this world. But I think that's probably it for Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is trying to do it, and he's still got Amari Cooper, still got Dak Prescott. I mean, obviously, he wants to take care of his guys, but he kept saying, hey, look, I'm going to take care of the guys that are here. Here's an offer. Take it or leave it, you know, that type of thing. But if I'm Dak Prescott, I'm saying, hey, man, I want to be there. I want this guy here because he helps me make me money and makes the offense go. If he's not here, there's one less weapon I have to go to, which means my numbers are going to be down, which means I'm not going to get nearly as much money that I think I'm worth, which he thinks he's worth way more than he's worth anyway. But you get what I'm saying. By the way, Quintez Cephas, breaking news out of Wisconsin, has tweeted out that he is, quote, officially eligible to play. Officially eligible to play, which means the investigation is done, academics are done. All the breaking news in the program powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. You can post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. But breaking news on both fronts. So Ed Werder saying the Cowboys made a big offer to Ezekiel Elliott. Now we'll wait and see if he takes it. And Quintez Cephas saying that, yes, he is eligible to play, which is good news. And I'll tell you what, that wide receiving corps just got a whole lot better out in Wisconsin. Didn't it, Joe? I mean, aren't you now looking at this going, God, it doesn't matter whether it's Jack Cohn or Graham Mertz. Now they've got some guys to throw to. And Quintez Cephas was still one of the top receivers in all of football when all of this happened, and he was not eligible to play. But now you look at that wide receiving corps and you say, man, they've got some decent wheels out there. This might be the best receiving corps we've seen in a long time at Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, I'm still convinced by that this is the best receiving corps in a long, long time. Badgers have never been known for having good receivers. So now you throw Quintez Cephas in the mix, who's clearly the best wide out of the group. I just wonder how much playing time he would get. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't play at all in this first game against South Florida next week. But I think at some point they're slowly going to work him back in, and he'll be that number one wide out. And then my guess would be Danny Davis would be that number two. But that receiving core is in a fantastic spot again. But just who knows who's going to be throwing this football. My guess is Jack Cohn's going to get the start, and they're kind of going to go from there. But I would not be shocked if Graham Mertz gets some playing time here at some point this season, especially now since, you know, the new rule in college football is you can, you know, play a freshman up to four games and they can still keep their red shirt. So we'll see what happens. But the quarterback, the offensive line, protecting that quarterback, all that's going to be key here if you're able to utilize those weapons, those very talented weapons, to the fullest.
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. Give us your thoughts, because the Green Bay Packers, as we talk about the roster spots and such, they've got some guys that fill in the bills, so to speak. We'll talk more about that with Paul Emig after the top of the hour as well. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, is going to be joining us, and we'll break down what went on last night, the field. We'll break down the roster spots. Talk more about the wide receiving core, because depending on Q, Equanimeous St. Brown, we'll wait and see what happens there. So right now, here at Road America, the F3 race that just completed, let me say this, okay, and I'm not making fun here. I'm really not, I swear to God. But the F3 series, I mean, it's early, big race day coming up this weekend, but this is all the pre-race stuff festivities, okay? So the F3 racers, they don't even use the pits, okay? They go around four or five times, whatever it happens to be. And then they're done, okay? So the F3 racers, they get done, and they've got the first, second, and third. Now, I think there was only like 10 cars in this race, but they raced, and they did their thing for ESPN. So they're over there on the podium, right? And they've got the race, the winner, and then the runner-up, and then the second runner-up. And they're on the podium, and you can hear them on the announcements, you know, interviewing the guys, you know, about the race and about the turns and about the course, the whole thing. And then they give them all the champagne, and then the guys are like, and there's your winner. And then they're spraying the champagne. There's nobody there. Not even the race team is there. There's three guys standing on a podium all by. Now, it looks great on television, okay, which is what they're doing it for. But where I'm sitting right now, my vantage point, there's nobody there. It's kind of like if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to see it or hear it, doesn't make a sound. Well, does a winner get adulation if nobody's there? He's like, well, man, I lost the keys in my car. I got to get home. You know, I got stuffed it, man. I got to change my fire suit. I got champagne all over it. And I don't want to get a DUI. I got to go. But, you know, you aspire to win races and it feels really good. All right? I'm sure it does. I'm sure that this guy's, like, on top of the world right now. He won a race at Road America, road course, the whole deal. But then they're celebrating, and normally you expect all these, the adulation and the confetti, and there's none of that. There's one bottle of champagne. It's probably not even N.A. And they're shaking it up, and he's like, yeah! And he's looking around going, okay. And they jump down, and they push their own car out of the way. It's like, oh, I got it. I'm my own roadie. Oh, man. I love this. I really do. Look what I do for a living. This is fantastic. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.